Today, because I'm here at Westminster College, I want to convey how Winston Churchill would see the geopolitics of today and what are the tools that he would bring to dealing with these immense challenges.
And I'm going to jump to this question because I'm curious if you had a chance to meet with him, if you happen to be, you know, you could go back in time or whatever, but you're going to have to feel something being up there with where he gave the Iron Curtain speech. If you could ask him anything, I know you might not want to tell him what's going on, but if you could ask him anything, what would you ask him?
I would ask him to opine on the importance of alliances. And in particular, I would quickly explain to him how NATO has evolved. He was present at the creation of NATO, and I think would be astounded and pleased to know that it's now expanded to 32 nations, yet it continues with its primary mission of deterring war. I'd love to talk to him about NATO.
Especially now. Do you think NATO is stronger? Is it weaker or just simply under threat?
NATO is certainly under threat from Vladimir Putin, but I think it is stronger than it has ever been. As I mentioned a moment ago, now up to 32 nations with the recent addition of Sweden and Finland, adding 600 miles of border that Vladimir Putin has to contend with. It's 32 nations representing well over 50% of the world's gross domestic product, 3 million men and women under arms, 800 warships, 15,000 combat aircraft. There is no alliance in history that is stronger.
I have often heard you reference that we must know what's happened, past in the world in order to understand how to face our future. It seems like that, to me, is more relevant than ever.
It absolutely is. And Winston Churchill once said, the further we look to the past, the better prepared we will be to understand the future. That's always been a guiding philosophy for me.
You've written about leadership, the oceans as battlefield, basically, and two novels about security threats to the U.S. and the world. As supreme allied commander of NATO at one time, are you trying to scare us or just warn us?
I'm trying to warn everybody. And sometimes people say to me, okay, Admiral, you wrote these two novels, 2034, about a war with China in the year 2034, and now most recently, 2054, about artificial intelligence. They're not predictive fiction. They are cautionary fiction. It's an attempt to put some paint on a canvas that can say to people, wake up. We could stumble into a war with China. Wake up. Artificial intelligence could come to dominate us by mid-century. These are cautionary tales.
But every month that passes, they feel a little bit more real. I mean, you know that, right?
Indeed, people often say to me, okay, Stavridis, you got it right on a war with China, 2034, but one thing, it might come a lot sooner. And that's exactly your point, and it's correct. All the more reason that we study, think, learn, and do everything we can to reverse engineer these potential crises to avoid them.
Speaking of reverse engineering, 2054, which I have read, and I read it quickly. It reads at a spy novel pace, right? This is engineering. This is also something you're warning us about. And maybe you want to tease a little bit of it for it's a brand new book, so you can tell people a little bit about it, see if they might want to buy it.
2054 opens in that year with a political crisis, a president who may or may not have been assassinated, civil conflict bubbling around the edges in America, two new political parties, neither Republican nor Democrat, and a geopolitical race to dominate artificial intelligence. It's a book with a lot going on.
And the other one was a bestseller, so you're getting some good reviews on this one as well.
Indeed, 2034 hit number 6 on the New York Times bestseller list. 2054 just out, I think, will do equally well.
Now, I can't help but wonder, you're being in the position that you've been in the world and knowing what you know, why not just write a swashbuckling tale of the seas, the high seas? You're also spending your free time and your fiction time on this very, the knowledge. But I guess people need to hear this stuff.
Well, first and foremost, I'll tell you that my next novel, which comes out this fall, is a swashbuckling tale of the high seas set in 1941 with the U.S. Navy in the Pacific at the start of World War II. So that is a passion. You're correct to point that out. But these other two books, 2034, War with China, 2054, Artificial Intelligence, again, are designed to be cautionary tales for the nation.
Your cautionary tales, you're going to continue to give us cautionary tales, do you think?
There's one more in the trilogy, and the third one will come out in about a year and a half, and it's called 2084, set in that year, which deals with climate as a challenge.
So I'm getting quite the scoop on all of these writings, and I hope we get to talk to you again when that one comes out. Thank you for being with us on Show Me Today, The Voice of Missouri. Is there anything else you'd like to share about your visit here to Westminster? I know you just took a tour of the museum. It's got to have a special feeling for you.
It really does. And the echoes of World War II, particularly the run-up to World War II, come across very clearly in today's world. So for everybody listening, if you haven't had a chance to come to Westminster, tour the museum, see this remarkable, beautiful school, do it soon. You'll learn a lot, and you'll be more prepared for the world that's unfolding in front of us.
Admiral, it's a pleasure to have you on our show, Show Me Today.
Thank you very much. It's good to be in the Show Me State.